within his rights.
Oh, but he made 2 copies of the manuscript. One he sent to torture me. The other he kept. To be published, he said. Then came his sudden death. Sudden and unforeseen. But as long as that second manuscript remained in the world, there could never be any peace for me. I realized it must be in his effects, the luggage that was sent back from Rome to his mother.
So you set the gang to work. One of them got into Mrs. Maberly's house as a servant.
I wanted to do the thing honestly. I was ready to buy the house and everything in it. I would have paid any price she asked. I only resorted to other methods when all else failed. What else could I do with my whole life at stake?
What else, indeed? Ah, well. It seems that I shall have to compound a felony, as usual.
Oh, surely.
Tell me, Signora, how much does it cost to go round the world these days in first-class style?
Why do you ask such a question?
Well, could it be done on £5,000?
Yes, I should imagine so.
Very well. Do you have a checkbook?
Yes, in my desk, but I do not...
Perhaps you'll oblige me by writing out a check made payable to Sherlock Holmes for the sum of £5,000. I take it you agree to this proposition.
If you say so, I don't care. £5,000, you say?
If you please. Tomorrow morning it will give me great pleasure to pass the money on to Douglas Maberly's mother.
But, Holmes, wouldn't it be simpler if the cheque were made out to Mrs. Maberly directly?
Oh, certainly. But if the good lady knew where the money came from, I fancy she might refuse to accept it.
Ah.
You see, madam, Mrs. Maberly has set her heart on an extended holiday abroad, and I think you owe her a change of air. Don't you agree?
If you say so. There you are.
Thank you. You've been very generous.
I have got what I wanted.
Splendid, and so has my friend Clarence Gable.
What do you mean? What has your friend to do with me?
Hadn't you better be making a move, Gable? Otherwise, you might not make the first edition.
Oh, yes, certainly. I wouldn't miss this story for the world. Farewell, Holmes. Au revoir, Doctor. And, hasta la vista, Senora.
I do not understand. Why is your solicitor interested in this story?
He's not a solicitor. He happens to be a journalist. When you play with fire, madam, you must expect to get burned.
You say Gable is some sort of journalist?
Yes, at school he was always called Great Gable on account of his height.
Mm.
I think that's how he got the idea for his pen name. A nearby eminence in Westmoreland.
Langdale Pike, of course. Good Lord. When tomorrow's Globe appears, I should think the Senora might follow Mrs. Maberly's example and seek a change of air.
Yes. I don't think she'll ever be the Duchess of Lomond now. Do you?
In The Three Gables, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Mary Wimbush as Mrs. Maberly and John Wells as Clarence Gable. Senora Isadora Klein was played by Gillian Barge, Steve Dixie by Ben Thomas, Susan Stockdale by Susanna Corbett, the police inspector by Neville Jason, the house agent by Johan Meredith, and the footman by Peter Whitman. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Three Gables was dramatized for radio by Peter Ling and directed by Enid Williams.